Are you ready to talk Padres baseball?
We've got you covered.
Today, the Padres are getting ready to wrap up their latest series with the Cardinals at Petco. And our host, Jesse Agler, will bring you the latest information no matter who tries to interrupt him, even if it's himself.
I apologize. I interrupted myself.
Hard to interrupt yourself.
It can be done. It can be done.
We've also got Bill Center in studio, who's got the idea that if Blooper interrupts Jesse today, there will be consequences.
You gonna throw his cell phone in the toilet then?
I am not.
Okay.
I am not going to do that.
Now, broadcasting from the AMR studio, it's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, with your hosts, Jesse Agler and Bill Center.
Five in a row, 9 out of 11. Four straight series won by the Padres, in which they've taken the first two games. 9-3 in their last 12 series.
9-2 in their last 11 games.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
That's kind of like how I said they won 9 out of their last 11.
And they're on the cusp of doing something that you have said they've got to do before we can start thinking about anything else.
That's exactly right. They are a game below 500. And last night during the big inning, and it was the 7th,
right.
Twitter man, everybody, hey, 6.5. What? 6.5. That's all I kept seeing. 6.5 in the standings. 6.5 in the standings. And the thing that we've been saying on this show for the last, 6 weeks was, we'll talk about the standings when they get to 500. Let's one step at a time. Let's get back to 500, maybe a couple over 500. And then, you know, if it's September, and it's going to be very soon, we can start talking about the standings. But you're exactly right. They're getting closer and closer to that. This team is playing their best baseball of the season. They have won the season series against the St. Louis Cardinals. They are the only team in the National League right now with a winning record against the Cardinals this year. St. Louis came to town with somehow 77 wins already this year. And after two games, they still have 77 wins this year.
And I thought yesterday was maybe the Padres' best game of the year all around.
Based on?
The fact that they stopped the Cardinals cold in their track, and then they added on to turn a close game into a rout. I thought the seventh inning was the single best inning of the season.
Top and bottom, right?
Right, both sides.
Because the top of the seventh inning is really what allowed the bottom of the seventh inning to matter and to get going. Because if the top of the seventh inning goes a different way, who knows what the score is, and then who knows how the bottom of the seventh progresses. So I think the top of the seventh inning is actually the exact right place to start when talking about an 8-0 win.
Right.
Which is crazy because you say, 8-0, why are we talking about the top of the seventh inning? Ian Kennedy had struck out 10. He had thrown 6 shutout innings, and the first two guys get on against him. So you got runners on the corners.
First and third.
Nobody out. Ian Kennedy is walking to the dugout. He's frustrated with himself because he's not able, you know, to kind of finish the deal. He's leaving the bullpen in a tough situation. And then Pat Murphy goes to work, and he calls upon the Firehouse subs of the game. Not sub of the game. We ate several sandwiches yesterday. Subs of the game.
I like it.
I'm glad you liked that. Last night, Kelly, Zepchinski, and Norris, they come out, each face one batter, and they each strike out the guy that they face.
And great pitches in there, too. And even Cardinals manager Mike Matheny, after the game, gave the Padres credit for that, for the top of the seventh turning the game around.
I mean, it did.
Right.
You know, that's a momentum swing. That's a, all right, we got this, you know, kind of moment. Padres had a 1-0 lead. They're protecting it, and they make a winner out of Ian Kennedy. It was fun. It was a really, really fun inning.
It was a great inning.
And that's the value of having the lefty in the pen, which for a lot of this year and a lot of last year, the Padres did not have.
Right. And even when they had a lefty in the pen sometime earlier this year, couldn't get the lefty out in the clutch situation. And this time, Colton Wong struck,
Zepchinski. Just call him Zep.
That's right.
He's Zep a nice enough fellow. He was here yesterday.
Struck him out in 5 pitches. Got rid of, just did away with Colton Wong. And then you had Norris come in and get Piscotty for the, again.
Bud Norris.
Right.
We got two Norrises now.
Oh, that's right. I got to say Bud Norris.
You got to say Bud Norris. It was a lot of fun. So those guys, those three, Kelly, Zepchinski, and Bud Norris.
That's a great pick.
Our Firehouse Subs. Subs of the game. Make sure to check out the new edition of Firehouse Subs at Petco Park or visit any of their San Diego locations in Point Loma, Escondido, or Encinitas.
You know, you could have made an argument for Amarista.
Sure.
Two pinch hit singles.
In the same inning.
In the same inning.
You don't
right.
see that very often.
No.
Padres sent at least 9 men to the plate in each of the first 2 games of this series in a single inning. I was stirring up Twitter a couple of nights ago. Which side of this argument do you come in on? And there's no right answer. This could be a fun, stupid thing to argue about for the rest of eternity. There's no correct answer to this. There's no definitive answer anywhere. People are divided in 2 camps, batting around, the term batting around. Does that mean 9 men came to the plate in the inning, or do you have to get at least 10 men to come to the plate in the inning for it to be batting around?
I had never, ever thought of that.
I'm glad you're reading my tweets. So where do you take a moment to think about it.
I follow you.
No, I know.
Right.
I know. This was a big thing the other night on Twitter. You were locked into the game.
Okay.
I understand. But you can take a moment to think about it. It's a big argument amongst fans, media, broadcasters.
I'd say 9.
Okay. You're making your decision
right.
very
once
quickly.
Oh, I see what you mean. You mean you've got to get the 10th guy before it's actually bad.
That is
around.
One argument.
Right.
I'm not saying where I land on this one yet.
Okay.
But there are people that say, no, when the 9th man comes to the plate, you have batted around.
Right.
And there are some people that say, no, you have to wait until the 10th man comes to the plate.
Are
to
we
say
back to
batted
the chicken
around.
And the egg? I say 9.
This is different than chicken and the egg. I'll explain it to you out there. All right, but anyway, the Padres batted around without question in the 7th inning last night.
11
came to the plate, and there's no debate about all of that. Ian Kennedy was exciting last night, his season high, 10 strikeouts. He didn't allow a home run. We talked about how he pitched out of trouble in the 7th. He also pitched out of – or excuse me, in the 7th.
Right.
He also pitched out of trouble in the 5th inning.
Well, he didn't pitch out of trouble in the 7th. His bullpen pitched him out of trouble.
Right.
He pitched out of trouble twice earlier.
In the 5th is the one I want to talk about. Runners on 1st and 2nd, 1 out, right? In the 5th for Kennedy. And 1st and 3rd, 1 out. He got Carpenter and Piscotty to strike out. The Carpenter strikeout, of course, would be the ejection. He went crazy, man. It was a pretty big strike zone all night,
right.
You know, both ways. And Matt Carpenter, that is not the Cardinal way, is it? Freaking out at the home plate umpire in the middle innings in a one-run game?
Well, a couple
that seems like a lack of discipline to me, Matt Carpenter.
Totally. And plus, he was in there at second base for a reason because they wanted to give Colton Wong, who is in a terrible slump, a night off. So
that is selfish. That is not team baseball. That is not the Cardinal way, Matt
Jesse.
Carpenter.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
You're
look at that. That's not the all I do is hear about the Cardinal way. That's not the Cardinal way.
To me, that's really – you just don't go off on like that. And if you do go off, he says, I don't know why I got thrown out. Well, look at the replay.
If he doesn't know why he got thrown out, he doesn't know nothing about baseball. And I know Matt Carpenter knows something about baseball. So he knows – that's
he
the
knew.
Easiest ejection any umpire will ever have.
And it was immediate because of the way he confronted him.
That's it.
Absolutely. It has to happen.
He could have done any number of things that would not have gotten him ejected
Here's
in that
thing.
Situation.
He got thrown out so fast, Matheny didn't even have time to come out and get between him. He was gone so quickly.
Yeah, this is the easiest ejection decision any home plate umpire will ever have. When you go crazy on the home plate umpire right after he rings you up, you're going to get tossed.
And I guess he told the umpire that was the worst ball strike call that he's ever seen.
Yeah.
And which, again, we've seen many worse than that this year.
And even if we hadn't, you're obviously going to get ejected.
Right.
And you
got to
know the situation. Hey, if that was 8-0 in the 7th inning when that happens or in the 8th inning when that happens,
fine.
Go ahead and get tossed.
Right.
Go for it. You want to take your moment, Matt Carpenter, go ahead. But if I'm a Cardinal fan, and thank the good Lord I'm not, I would be upset with Matt Carpenter in that situation. But we know Cardinal fans. They don't get upset at their own players. They just get upset
at
other
things. What would bother me if I'm the manager is I've got you at second today, and I've got you in this game at second. He would have been somewhere else if he hadn't been playing second. But I've got this slumping guy that I want to give a night off to, and that's why you're at second base. And what do? You go and get thrown out. Now you've got to put Colton Wong, who's struggling, back in the game so he can strike out against the left-hander in the 7th inning.
Big switch in that situation.
Right.
All right, so that that brings us back to a robot umpire conversation, as always. And I'm for it, by the way. I would love an automated strike zone. But here you go. This Dan has one of the best tweets we have ever gotten in the history of Padres Social Hour. We're talking about robot umpires, strike zones, the Cardinal way, all of that. And Dan says, hey, the Cardinal way is hacking. That's why you can't have robot umpires. That's a pretty good line, Dan.
Right.
That's a pretty good line. They hack the Astros. Yeah. What if they hack the umpire system and all of a sudden the balls and strikes are going? That's a very funny tweet. That's very funny.
That's well thought out.
That's clever.
Right.
He gets high clever points, Dan. Nicely done. One other tweet here, and as a reminder, You can join our Twitter conversation by using the hashtag PadresSH. Boy, if any Cardinal fans have run into this show right now, they're losing their minds. Why are these guys ripping up? We're just having fun. We just like to have fun, particularly with the Cardinal fans who take themselves very seriously.
Or the Giants fans.
Yeah, a lot of fans.
Right.
I get on the Cardinal fans pretty good. Right. And I've got more on the Cardinal fans coming up, by the way. For once and for all, by the way, in all honesty, next segment after the commercial, I'm going to blow up this best fans in baseball thing. We're going to end it right here, right now.
Okay.
They're good fans. They're fine. They're the same as everybody else. They're not special. They're not different. Next segment, we're going to blow it up, and it'll never be spoken of again. They are not the best fans in baseball.
I can promise you it will be spoken of again.
You're probably right. There are no best fans in baseball. That's my theory. Fans are fans, and you're a fan of your team, and that's it. No more. We'll blow it up. You'll see. Brian, though, on a more serious note, he says, hey, can we please have a Derek Norris update? Yes, you can. Happy to pass along good news. After the game last night, you know, you saw Norris leave.
Right.
Got crossed up with Quackenbush, and he took a fastball right off the wrist, which is right above the bit. Exactly. That's not what you want to do. So it went strikeout past ball. Talk about insult to injury. But Norris x-rays negative.
Right.
So they're calling him day-to-day. He's not in the lineup today.
Well, he wasn't scheduled to be in the lineup today.
Right. He wouldn't be in the lineup today no matter what, right. You know, day game after night game. But a scary, scary moment, particularly with things going as well as they are right now for the Padres. You would have hated to see something more serious. Obviously, you would have preferred he not get hit, but all things considered, maybe a best-case scenario for the Padres. They're saying it is day-to-day for Derek Norris.
And he's got today, which was going to be a day off, and tomorrow. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Norris is tough. I'm not – once the x-rays are negative, he's going to play.
Yeah. No, he's tough. There's no doubt about that. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have some fun with the best fans in baseball, the quote-unquote best fans in baseball, the Cardinal fans. Also, in a little bit, Travis Jankowski is going to stop by. Made his Major League debut on Friday. Started both games of this series so far. Not in the starting lineup today. But we'll get to know him a little bit better as a guy, not just as a baseball player.
Looking forward to it.
As a dude, Travis Jankowski will swing by in a bit. Hey, nothing beats $5 beers, a live DJ, sunshine, and Padre baseball, especially when they're taking on the Dodgers. So be at Petco Park Friday, September 4th, for the last Padres Beer Fest of the season. Check out a wide selection of beers from local and national breweries. Tickets are available at padres.com/beerfest. Travis Jankowski in a little bit. When we come back, we'll have some fun with the best fans in baseball. Padres Social Hour continues right after this.
We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back. Padres Social Hour presented by United. We are here at the AMR studio at Petco Park.
You've been getting pumped up for this segment.
I've been collecting ammo. All right, we're going to have some fun. Before we get to the Cardinal fans, though, how about a Montalvo Tequila smooth play of the game? Last night, Travis Jankowski, top of the second inning, going to get it. We keep hearing about the speed, and we keep hearing about the range in center field, but Yadier Molina goes deep to center, and Jankowski tracks it down in front of the fence. That is our Montalvo Tequila smooth play of the game, triple distilled, exceedingly smooth, and locally owned Montalvo Tequila, where craft meets crowd. Nice running catch by Jankowski,
nice
who will be here in a bit.
Nice change of his route, too.
To adjust on the fly, fly ball.
And he's only been here for a couple days, and at that time of night,
with the
sandstone light towers and stuff, we've seen center fielders here at this time of the night over the years have a hard time with that type of a ball.
You just got really specific. The sandstone light towers.
Right. The color. Well,
no, I know.
But Mike Cameron.
You get weird shadows out there with these towers.
You get a weird look. Venables had problems. Mike Cameron. A number of center fielders over the year at that time of night, 5:40 start.
In the summer.
Right. In the summer with the sun back there, it is a tough place to play.
You get really funky shadows here. You know, most ballparks, in the late afternoon, you get the shadow. Maybe it's a light stanchion. Maybe it's the upper deck, canopy, whatever, depending on where it is. But you have a lot of different architectural features here at Petco Park, and you really do. You get, kind of piecemeal shadows in different places in the infield and the outfield.
Right, and the sun peeks through at different places, and you've got the Omni Hotel, if you're in center, that has glass windows, has a glass front, the ball also coming out of that. It's hard to pick up the ball at center just before it gets dark here.
Yes, it is. So nice job by Travis Jankowski staying with that one and making the play. Jankowski will stop by next segment. I have an opportunity to sit him down for the first time on the couch here at Padres Social Hour. All right, so I was having some, you know.
Do we need a drum roll here?
We don't need a drum roll. You know I like to have fun with the Cardinal fans because this whole best fans in baseball thing, and it was a media creation that really took on a life of its own. And I've said for years it's nonsense, and it is, okay? My working theory is all fans are about the same. What I mean by that is all fan bases are about the same. And about the same percentage of Cardinal fans are super knowledgeable and into it as the same percentage of Padre fans, as Reds fans, as Mariner fans, whatever.
As Marlin fans?
Yeah, the percentages. Now, the sheer numbers are going to be different club to club because of the success a team has, the history a team has, you know, just the market. But I think percentage-wise, you've got the same percentage of great Cardinal fans as you do great anybody fans. And you have the same percentage of awful idiot fans among each fan bases. And
here
so part of that means you have awful idiot Cardinal fans.
Here we go.
And what gets lost in the shuffle when we talk about the best fans in baseball is the fact that there are plenty of moron Cardinal fans. Again, same way there are plenty of moron fans of any team. This is not unique to the Cardinals, the good or the bad. But if they're going to call themselves the best fans in baseball, we got to talk about a couple of things. So last night I had some fun, and I kept track of the Padres Twitter mentions. Okay, at Padres. And I noticed the last couple of nights, the number of tweets from Cardinal fans to the Padres Twitter account was really hilarious.
Right.
Would be the only word I can think about it. Here are some of the best hits, okay, from the last couple of days. My favorite, my absolute favorite. There was a woman last night, a Cardinal fan, who tweeted at the Padres in the top of the seventh inning making fun of the Padres for using multiple relievers in one inning.
And who does that more than any other team?
And Tony La Russa, for God's sake, he is the sole reason baseball games now take 3 hours.
Right.
Tony La Russa, and it goes back to his White Sox days, but and the A's and the Cardinals, Tony La Russa created the modern bullpen. Tony La Russa is as close to a godlike figure in St. Louis as exists. So of all teams to complain about multiple pitchers being used in an inning, my goodness, Cardinal fans, no. You don't get to complain about that one.
Right.
That would be like complaining about an arch being talked about too much. Like, right. That's insane. Like, you can't complain about that if you're a Cardinal fan.
What?
So that was my favorite one. There was another one. There was a guy on Twitter last night that kept pounding at the Padres Twitter account, "You're giving the team an unfair advantage by piping in crowd noise." He thought they were piping in crowd noise? No, dude, it was a 44,000 attended game. It was a sellout. That's what a loud stadium sounds like. I know we're into the golf clap in St. Louis, but in a lot of other places, the fans cheer, and they get into it, and they scream, and they yell. He was accusing the Padres of piping in crowd noise? Like, this isn't – like, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. And by the way, just to be safe, I looked into it. I said, hey, I'm not going to bring this up if you guys are doing this. And they said, no, we're not doing that.
Right.
What are you, an idiot, Jesse? And I said, okay.
Well,
I just wanted to make sure. So that was another good one.
There we go.
Another one, multiple people. Remember Justin Upton's double that caught the usher?
Right.
First of all, in a very unfortunate place.
Yes.
The security guy down the left field line. He did a good job of hanging with it right there. This is an unfortunate situation for several reasons. Wrong double, but a nice job, Seth. We appreciate you trying. The one down the left field line that
right.
got the usher
Yes.
Yeah, you know where it got him.
Yeah,
if you were
you
wearing
said,
a cup, it would
like
have been good.
He was hanging.
Yeah. Wow. A sensitive area for the usher down the left field line. Multiple Cardinal fans on Twitter were accusing the Padres of having the usher intentionally get in the way.
He was trying everything he could do to get
everything
out of the way.
Everything he could do to get out of the way, the
right.
poor guy. And by the way, if you're going to intentionally get hit by a ball, that ain't how you do it.
No.
That
no.
is not how you do it. So multiple Cardinal fans on Twitter accusing them of that. It's just an insecurity from these Cardinal
fans.
Plus,
it's a double either way.
Yes. Not the best fans in baseball.
Right.
They aren't, okay? Can we put that to bed from now on? You don't say things like that if you are so much better than everybody else. You know who else was really into the Padres last night? Pirate fans. All love.
Right.
Oh, so much love from Western Pennsylvania last night.
Absolutely.
As they try and track down the Cardinals. Here's the thing. Most successful National League franchise in history. Only the Yankees have more World Series titles than the Cardinals. They shouldn't have to rely on this nonsense. They're 77 wins, you know, leading baseball coming into this weekend. They're accomplishing enough things on the field that they shouldn't be so insecure off of it. And man, what a mess. What a mess. I think I'm good. Whew. I got
Settle
it.
Down. Time for a blood pressure check?
No, I'm good. You don't think they're the best fans in baseball, do you?
No, I they have impressed me several times. They really impressed me that when Mark McGwire had the 500th home run, they really wanted to see Tony Gwynn get his 3,000th hit in St. Louis. That night, the Cardinal fans did impress me a lot. But as for this other stuff, no. That one night, they really did impress me. Did it impress you?
That would have been the same in any other sellout ballpark. They would have appreciated Tony Gwynn and his march towards
right,
history.
Right.
It happened to be in St. Louis. Right. It was coincidental.
The next night in Montreal.
The Montreal Expos didn't have a guy chasing his, 500th career home
right.
run, so the place wasn't packed. That was a disaster of a situation.
Right.
Again, I'm talking percentages
they
here.
Right. They didn't even – but they didn't even, like – There was
the
no
game was stopped.
Reaction.
Well, there's eight people there.
Right.
Again, I'm talking percentages, not sheer numbers. It's silly. The whole best fan, it's silly. There's bad Cardinal fans the way there are bad fans of every team. There are great Cardinal fans the way there are great fans of any team.
Except
they are not in any special category.
There are no bad Padre fans, though,
They
right?
accused a guy down the line of getting hit in a very sensitive area on purpose. That's how insecure they are.
Right.
They accused him of doing this on purpose. That's insane. Poor guy's just trying to get out of the way. It took a funny hop and, you know, the rest. There was a Cardinal fan complaining that they used multiple pitchers in one inning when that's all they've watched for the last 15 years.
That one is really funny.
Anyway, I'm moving on from this.
No,
but
you're
I would
not.
Just
You'll
like
be
to,
back.
For today, I'm moving on from this. They are not
I'm,
the best
I'm
fans
marking
of baseball.
Down next year where what our show when you're the Cardinals are back in town next year or whatever. You'll be on your horse again.
Be on my horse. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, come on.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll refocus on the Padres. We got to have some fun. Betty on Twitter, she does not like that I do this. She must really be a closet Cardinal fan. She says I'm acting like a baby, and why do I care what they say? Just ignore it. That's not the point. I do ignore it.
You're ignoring
no,
it.
No, not today.
Right.
But the reason we get to call them out specifically is because they are the self-adorned best fans in baseball. If they didn't refer to themselves like that, they wouldn't be setting themselves up like this. That's the reason we go at it. They beat this thing into the ground.
So I got a question
for you.
And so
we punch back a little bit. We're not going to take it.
Do you think there is one fan base that is more knowledgeable about baseball?
As I've just said for the last 10 breathless minutes, no. I think the percentages are the same across the board.
Is
now,
that right?
Sheer numbers, yeah, there are going to be more Cardinal fans because there are more of them. Forever, they are the westernmost team in baseball. So you have a giant region of people that are Cardinal fans. So this is I'm not talking sheer numbers. I'm talking percentages. I don't think per capita there are more intelligent Cardinal fans than Padre fans. No, I don't.
Well, the Cardinals would have been my pick, so.
I know. Travis Jankowski.
Would not have been my pick.
For
most knowledgeable.
Who do you think is the most knowledgeable fan?
I'm not going to get into that.
All right.
Because you're just going to shoot me down.
Who do you think it is?
I'm not getting into it.
I would like to know what you think.
Who I think?
Yeah.
When I go to a Cubs game, that the Cubs.
Now the Cardinal fans are really going to be upset. Right. They're going to forget everything I just said, and they're going to come at you.
I think that if you go out and sit at Wrigley, the Cub fans really seem to know what's going on around baseball. And I think part of that is they're so focused on that their old-fashioned scoreboard that they really know what's going on around baseball.
Join the movement to create a world without cancer. The Padres want you to join Pedal the Cause and raise money for San Diego's cancer-fighting centers. You can ride, be a virtual rider, or donate. Anybody can ride. Join Team Padres or ride on your own. To learn more or to register, visit sdpedal.org/register. sdpedal.org/register or text the word pedal to 41444 to donate today. We're just having some fun with the best fans in baseball.
Yeah, right.
We'll take a break. Here we are. When we come back, Travis Jankowski will join us, Padres Social Hour, presented by United.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
All right, welcome back to Petco Park. We got to get this marine layer out of here. Let's get some sunshine for this day game as the Padres go for the sweep over the St. Louis Cardinals. One of the guys who's played a really big role in the first two games of this series is the rookie center fielder Travis Jankowski, just called up from AAA El Paso this week. He joins us, and he is on the Cholula hot seat. First of all, before anything else, man, congratulations on this first big league stint. I imagine you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, it's been a crazy 3 days. But thank you for the congrats, and hopefully we can keep this rolling.
Yeah, absolutely. That first day that you're here, you don't play. You weren't in the starting lineup. I know you got in late that morning, the day game, and we were saying, all right, hey, maybe, you know, pinch run, pinch hit, whatever, defensive replacement late in the game. It doesn't happen. And then you got an entire off day to sit around and think about it. Was that good because you got an opportunity to kind of catch your breath, or was it like, man, I just want to get into a baseball game?
It was good because my family was here, so they kind of helped me not think about it all day. We went out. We had a nice breakfast, sat by the pool all day, went suit shopping. And then went out to a nice dinner. So the whole day we were pretty busy. And around 9:30, 10 o'clock is when I finally got some time to relax and think about it. And then the nerves started to settle in.
You said after that first game, after your first game, how nervous you were, how excited you were. And Pat Murphy hit you ninth because he didn't want to have the pressure of you, you know, starting at the top of the order. How did that work out, you know, hitting ninth in your first game? Did it help with the pressure at all or the nerves?
I think it did, and Cashner was actually pretty funny about it. He said, you know, it's your first pro game and my first game hitting eighth, so it looks like we got a good thing going here. So, no, I think it definitely took a lot of the, you know, the anxiety out of it hitting ninth and knowing I wasn't the leadoff guy and I could just kind of go out and relax a little bit and, you know, hit behind Cashner and in front of Solarte, who's a great hitter.
First pitch, ball. Second pitch, you jump on. What were those first two pitches like?
First pitch was a fastball up. Saw pretty well. I didn't look at the gun to see what it registered. But then the next one, yeah, it was just kind of a fastball middle in and pulled my hands in on it, and it squeaked up the middle. So I'll take it.
So once you got out there, and we've seen the video now of your parents, which was outstanding.
Right.
Your dad's shirt was definitely trending on Twitter. people were big fans of that. So obviously just an incredible moment. A little bit before this, though, maybe you go out on the field, even before the first at-bat. Was there that moment where you're like, all right, this is happening, or was it just kind of, all right, business as usual?
You know, it was so nonstop that day. I didn't really have a second to take it all in. But when we ran out on the field and you know, the 33,000 fans were cheering for us, that's kind of when I got goosebumps and was like, oh, my goodness, this is really happening.
You know, being here, this is a huge step, but this has been a whirlwind summer for you. I mean, you're at San Antonio. You're in the All-Star game. You go to the Pan American Games. You come back, I think, for one day in San Antonio, get sent to El Paso. You're there for 3 weeks, and now you're here. This has really been an amazing summer.
It's been unreal. Two countries, countless amounts of states. It's been a lot of fun, though. You know, I've enjoyed every second of it. And, I mean, to be honest, I never thought it would end up at Petco Park in San Diego. But, you know, I'm fortunate and blessed to be a part of this team and help the team win.
Center fielder Travis Jankowski is here on Twitter at FreddieJ_6. I know everybody is wondering about it. Many know, many do not. The Twitter handle is what? Freddie J.
So I'm the youngest of three. Have an older brother and sister, and I used to love Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood growing up, and his first name's Fred. So when they'd come home from school, I'd be glued to the TV, just locked in on Mr. Rogers. And they would call me Fred. And I absolutely hated it. And, you know, I shed some tears over it, and they kept doing it because, of course, I'm the youngest. They're going to tease me and pick on me. So, eventually my parents were like, guys, you got to stop calling them that. And they're like, okay, you know, we'll stop calling them it, but we'll get our friends and teachers at school to do it because you can't yell at them. So their friends started doing it, teachers started doing it, and here I am, and, you know, 24 years old, I'm Fred. So
I like that you're embracing it, though. I think at this point that's really all you can do, and having some fun with it in the Twitter handle. All right, so little Travis Jankowski watching Mr. Rogers in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, not too far from Philadelphia, not really all that far from Washington. That's this road trip coming up for the Padres, leave tomorrow. That kind of works out nicely scheduling-wise.
Oh, it's perfect. You know, starting in San Diego and then head to the East Coast close to home. I think the Washington series, there should be a couple people, a couple family members coming down. And then Philly, I know, you know, guys from college, coaches from college, friends from all over Lancaster are coming. So I'm going to have to talk to some people and borrow some tickets, I think.
Plus, he's got a family wedding winner in Philly. So
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Crash your wedding while I'm at it.
A lot going on for Travis Jankowski right now. Was there a welcome to the big leagues moment in these first couple of games yet where you're like, oh, got it, maybe the catch in left field, I'm thinking, in the first game, looked like extra bases, Piscotty makes the diving catch, anything else?
I'd say that was the number one moment. that was kind of frustrating, but, you know, it's that was kind of a, hey, man, this is, you know, Major League Baseball, they're going to make that play, so, you know, either keep it on the ground or hit it over their heads, I guess.
You know, a scout told me earlier this year when he's talking that you've done a great job this year of cutting down the strikeouts and adding on the walks, and it's almost a one-to-one ratio in the minor leagues this year. How hard did you work at that, and where did that sort of the start begin?
Well, it's been my goal every single year in pro ball. This year I just finally got with a two-strike approach that I liked and could handle, and it all kind of starts with choking up on the bat for me. And just letting the ball get deeper and fouling off tough pitchers in and looking for something middle away that, you know, I can even just chop over to, you know, shortstop or third base and try and leg out. Because, with speed being my main asset and main tool, anything on the ground to the left side, I think I have a chance on.
I've seen you out there 2 days now working on bunts, which is another big part of your game. You were out before batting practice yesterday working on bunting with Dave Roberts, and I know that's an important aspect. Your game basically is speed, right?
Right, yeah, that's 100% my game. Speed and, you know, stealing hits on defense and getting on base on the offensive side.
Travis Jankowski is here, made his major league debut at the beginning of this series against the St. Louis Cardinals. Played a big role in a couple of fun wins and had the bunt hit in this series as well. We've seen an infield hit. Two nights in a row, Padres bat around against the St. Louis Cardinals. So you showed up at the right time, and you've been a part of it, which is a lot of fun. A cool couple of days. Thanks for spending some time with us. Congratulations on the debut, and continued success, man.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks, Travis. Travis Jankowski, great job on the Cholula hot seat. Cholula hot sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. We'll take a break, come back, more from the AMR studio right after this.
Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Having some fun, Padres Social Hour, presented by United. Padres going for the sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals, an 8-0 shellacking last night, a 7-run seventh inning, as each of the first two games of this series, Padres used a big inning to bury the birds.
Right.
See what I did there?
I did. Wouldn't it, I mean, a sweep, a second, this would be a second straight sweep after not having one since May 1st to 3rd. I mean, six straight wins, that would be the first. This is a really big game to get back to 500. Like you said, I agree with you there. This, to me, is a really big game.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
And against their ace.
Michael Wacha will be out on the mound for the Cardinals against Colin Ray, making his third major league start. Wacha, 14-4 this year with a 2.85 ERA. He is one of the reasons that despite all of the injuries they've had among pitchers and among position players, that they came into this weekend with the best record in baseball.
He is just one heck of a steady pitcher. Never, very seldom has a bad outing. I really like him.
Yeah, no, I mean, what's not to like?
Right.
You know, he's got a little bit of everything, and definitely one of the fun guys to watch around all of baseball. Big crowd last night, 10th sellout of the season.
Eighth largest ever.
There you go. Fourth time Petco has had a 10-plus sellout season, the first time since 2007. And I think if you talk to people that were here and maybe it came across on TV, I saw so many people and heard so many people saying the energy in this place last night was as good as it's been in a long time.
Maybe as good as it has been. What a great night to play one of your best games of the season, arguably the best game of the season, before a large crowd like that. I thought the atmosphere last night was electric all the way around.
It was
great.
Cool.
Great night. And that's exactly what you want. That's baseball, to play a game like that before a big crowd that's what it's all about.
Baseball at its best.
Right.
There's no question. And Ian Kennedy was at his best, season high 10 strikeouts. Padres pitchers overall collected 16 strikeouts. That's the most they've had in any game this season. And the Cardinals are not a team that go out there swinging and missing all that much. So those were a couple more positives.
And just the energy of the club in the bottom of the seventh, the way they were playing, the way they were running the bases. I mean, it was like you say, baseball at its best.
Ian Kennedy, in his last 15 starts, has an ERA of 2.63.
Right.
Let that sink in for a moment. 15 starts for Ian Kennedy, 2.63. He was hurt in the home opener against the Giants, right? You know, he's had some ups and downs at times, but he has been really, really good.
And a strange stat, he in those 15 straight starts, in 12 of those starts, he had given up home runs in 12 consecutive starts. You take that away, and that is some really carving his pitching.
Yeah. All right. So that was more of the pitching fun from last night. We just talked about, right, you know, batting around or sending at least nine men to the plate in each of the first two games of this series. Pat Murphy had a postgame comment last night which really struck a chord with me. And he said he thinks that the guys in the lineup are finally beginning to trust the next man up.
Right.
Meaning, all right, I didn't get it done, or I'm not putting all the pressure on myself to get it done because I believe that the guy who's in the on-deck circle can get it done.
Right. Kemp's not going out trying to hit a grand slam home run because, okay, if it's there, he might be able to get it, but he's trying to just put the ball in play because he knows if something happens, Upton's going well right now and behind him, Norris is. So, yeah, the guy behind you is going to pick you up. And that's what baseball's all about, the guy behind you picking you up.
And a really – really, really good few examples of that the last couple of nights as the big crowd had plenty to cheer about, and it was everybody getting into the act.
Right.
When Alexi Amarista pinch hits in the seventh inning and has two hits in that inning, that's how you know things are going well. Statistical oddity. Does he get credit for two pinch hits or just one?
Yes, he's a pinch hitter both times.
Really? Because he has not yet come in the game. So he collects two pinch hits.
He does not have a position, right.
Right, in the same inning.
Right.
That's a funny one.
Right.
Just, you know, when you're thinking about
things
like
that. No, it is. It is an oddity. That's one of those things that, yeah, he was, well, he didn't have a position. He's in there as a pinch hitter.
Yeah, that's funny. All right, so I put this up earlier in the show, and I was trying to stir up some argument. It worked. Twitter, everybody started freaking out again. Your final answer. Now, again, there is no definitive correct answer here. It's a great debate among fans. Batting around, that term, nine men come to the plate or ten have to?
No, when you've batted around, when you've completed the cycle, in my mind, that when you've all nine have hit, you've hit around.
So you're saying ten?
No, I'm saying –
You're saying nine. You don't know what you're saying.
No, I'm saying that if the inning ends on the ninth, you've batted around.
Okay.
All right.
So you just – as long as you make one complete
cycle.
Right. All
right. Right. That's batting around.
Okay. Okay.
And what do you say?
I think I'm team 10.
Why?
I feel like if nine men come to the plate, everybody has hit. 10 is batting around because you're getting around to a guy hitting for the second time in the inning. Like when somebody comes to the plate for more than once in the inning, that's the around for me. And again, I'm not saying I'm right. That's just in my brain, that's how it works.
Do you think there's mathematical logic in there?
I would not be the person to ask. But you're right. That might be. We might need to enlist the help of a mathematician. Do you know any calculus professors or anything like that?
Well, that was my major in college.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
That was a long time.
Somebody's a little more fresh.
You want a note on that?
Yeah, sure.
I was majoring in that before they had the pocket calculator.
Like I said, maybe maybe somebody a bit more contemporary, maybe. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, talk about today's starting lineup. Little head-to-head challenge.
Okay.
You and Blooper get to face off. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Starting lineup as the Padres go for the sweep on this Sunday afternoon against the Cardinals. More Padres Social Hour presented by Unite.
We're back with more of San Diego's number one source for everything Padres. It's Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to the AMR studio at Petco Park with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler. You're team 9, I'm team 10.
I know.
Blooper is team 10, which makes me think you're probably right.
Right. That would lead the argument in my direction.
Yeah, no, it would. All right, remember, the hashtag on Twitter is PadresSH. We always have some fun questions and comments. We were jabbing at the Cardinal fans earlier, just trying to have a good time.
Let's change that from we to you.
No, you're right, I was. You think they're the best fans in baseball.
No, I don't.
You respect them more than you respect Abraham Lincoln.
I respect.
You think a Joe Cardinal fan has had more of a positive impact
Abraham
on
Lincoln
this country
might have been a
than George
fan.
Washington. He was from Illinois.
Right.
Yeah, Springfield.
Yeah, that's Cardinal.
The Cardinals did not exist yet at that point, though, so he couldn't have been.
But I bet you he was already
mid-19th
wondering, gee,
century.
What if there was a baseball
You're saying
team?
Abraham Lincoln would have been a Cardinal fan? Yeah. No. No. Absolutely
Would he have
not.
Been a Cubs fan?
I don't know. I don't. I think he had more important things to get to. I'm not having a conversation about what fan Abraham Lincoln would have been. All I know is that you think Joe Cardinal fan with his six-pack of Bud has had a more positive impact on this nation than George Washington.
Right.
And you should be ashamed of yourself for thinking that.
I like that he likes Bud.
Anyway.
Yes.
We're moving on. Zach on Twitter. Do we have Zach on Twitter? He tweets all the time. And how do you think things are in their house right now? Zach is a big Padre fan, but his younger brother is a Cardinal fan and not happy. That was a selfie from mid-rant earlier today. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. What do you think that's like in that house, in the Zach house, last couple days? Zach's been enjoying himself.
Zach's doing pretty well right now.
Little brother, not so hot.
And in fact, Zach will have bragging rights because they've won the season series.
Only National League team with a winning record against the Cardinals this year.
So Zach will have bragging rights for the next year. Take that, Drake.
Yeah. Sorry, Drake. Another one of our big tweeters, Joe, in Vegas. He's good, man. He's always sending in good questions, funny comments. He's here today and right over here. And he goes selfie style from the set. Joe at the set
like
for the
that.
First time. Thank you for stopping by, Joe. We appreciate that.
We have an audience here today.
Yeah. Not a lot of Cardinal fans. Not a lot
you,
of Cardinal
there
fans.
There were, but you drove them away.
They were frightened by me.
I was frightened by you.
Yeah, whatever. Let's move back to baseball and go with the starting lineup for this afternoon's game as the Padres do go for the sweep after they beat up the Cardinals in the first two games of this series. Padres starting lineup presented by United Airlines. Proud to fly the Padres and fans to every away game. United fly the friendly skies. No Jankowski, but Solarte at third, again leading off. Spangenberg at second. Kemp and Upton where you'd expect. Yonder bats fifth at first base. Melvin Upton Jr. gets the start in center. Austin Hedges catching. Clint Barmas at short. And Colin Ray making his third major league start. And he goes back to Hedges. Hedges caught his debut. Norris caught his second start. Now back to Hedges. He's been fun to watch, Colin Ray.
He has been fun to watch. And pretty much as advertised, around the plate, makes good pitches, doesn't make a lot of mistakes. I think this guy has a really nice future. I really do. I like the way he approaches the game.
I'm glad that you do. And the results have certainly been there for Colin Ray, just a handful of guys to win their first two major league starts in a Padre uniform. All right, time for the Supercuts head-to-head challenge. The way this thing works is you get to choose a Padre from the lineup. Blooper gets to choose a Padre from the lineup. And whichever man has a greater impact on the game wins.
Have you ever noticed how Blooper, the day after he wins one of these, he's all over you about, we got to do it, because this way he gets to say, I won yesterday.
Yeah, he's big into that. He's certainly big into that. Blooper, can we get an updated standings? Is that doable? Oh, my goodness, he has opened up a four-point lead on you guys. You represent the couch today, Bill. Sometimes it's you, sometimes it's Randy, et cetera.
Right.
But he's opened up a four-point lead. So today is big. Blooper's got the first choice. The first selection, who you got, Blooper?
Colin Ray.
He's taking the pitcher.
Okay.
He thinks Colin Ray will have a bigger impact on this game than any of the other eight gentlemen in the lineup. What about you?
I'm going to take the left-handed bat, Yonder Alonso.
Okay. So you have the pitcher and the first baseman. That's the Supercuts head-to-head challenge. We'll see what happens. At Supercuts, they pay attention to every detail, the cut, the lines, the hot towel finish, so you can feel sharp, clean, and ready to go. Find a Supercuts near you at supercuts.com. I think we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this social hour, and you know, it's been fun. It's been real. Go for the sweep after this.
From start to finish, it's the best 60 minutes of Padres talk you'll find anywhere. Now, from the AMR studio, it's more of Padres Social Hour.
All right, finishing touches on Padres Social Hour on this Sunday afternoon. I hope everybody is not thinking, you know, that this is anything more than having a little fun. Betty got very bent out of shape earlier. We're just trying to have some fun. It's a Sunday. You're going for the sweep. Let's stir it up a little bit.
What did Betty say?
She called me a baby, I believe.
Is that right?
Yeah, no, earlier. We talked about that.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, we're just having some fun with the Cardinal fans and the right. Cardinal way. But in all seriousness, Matt Carpenter, that's a bad spot to get ejected.
Oh, that's a horrible spot to get
ejected. Having fun with the fans, but that was a bad deal.
On two different fronts. You don't argue that quick. You don't get thrown out when they're counting on you to finish the game.
Anyway, Padres have won the season series over the St. Louis Cardinals. They look to sweep the series here this afternoon. Sweetwater Valley coming to bat in the bottom of the first in Williamsport. Good luck to those kids in their second game at the Little League World Series today. Hope everybody enjoys the game. I'll be on the road with the team this week. Ben and Jordan will be here tomorrow at 5:30. Have a great day.